Hello and welcome to
Ghost Bees,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We watched Nope. What year is that from?
Oh, 2023?
From 2022, directed by Michael Peele, directed by Jordan Peele. Who the fuck is Michael Peele?
Just cut that out.
Jordan Peele. Everybody knows Jordan Peele. He directed Get Out and Us, which we're both really big fans of. I think Get Out has been like pretty universally praised. I think a lot of people considered Us to be like a step down. Not me.
No, not me.
I still loved Us. And Nope might actually be my favorite of his movies.
Yeah, I think I can say that too.
As much as I still love Get Out and Us. Yeah, Jordan Peele has definitely become like one of the best working horror directors for sure. He's one of those directors that anytime he has a new movie coming out, I'm immediately very, very excited.
Yeah.
And this one, I think for some reason, his movies do seem to be kind of divisive among certain people. We don't need to go into that too much because who cares? But one of the things I think is so interesting about it is that the movie really plays with this mystery where even as you're watching it, you're kind of, you aren't really sure from the beginning what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's an alien movie. That's not a spoiler. That's what the movie is. But you don't really know exactly what that means. And I think he really plays into that. And it ties into the themes, too, because this movie is thick with its themes. They're bleeding into every little part of it. And that's part of what's frustrating is I think there is like a vocal amount of people who try to put down this movie as acting like there are certain parts of the movies that don't make sense, that don't fit together. And it's like, you guys just aren't paying any fucking attention. Like, honestly. Because I think even like, because we're not going to spoil it. Mm-hmm. But one of the big themes is about spectacle. You know, it's about the pursuit of fame and legacy being remembered. You know, it's the idea of the bad miracle, too, which we'll get more into that when we talk spoilers. But it's interesting that so much of the mystery is based on this idea that the movie is portrayed as being this big spectacle, but you don't even really understand what it's about. Mm-hmm. And they really played into this with the marketing, too, because I don't know if you were really paying attention. But I remember when the trailer came out, people were trying to like break it down frame by frame and shit. And I remember reading like all the people's like guesses about what it was going to be about and everything. And they were so wrong. And if you watch the trailer now, it's clear, like it is very misleading. And I think that's super interesting. And it like I said, it plays into the themes and everything and the way that the movie itself plays out, where there's just so much weird shit early on that you're trying to like unpack what everything is trying to say and how these mysteries tie together and everything. Very, very good movie. It's very, very active movie. But it's a movie that, I mean, it's scary. It also has like a lot of action, a lot of spectacle, like adventure. It feels like it crosses over into so many different genres as it goes.
Yeah, and I think at least with this film, it becomes pretty obvious that Jordan Peele is very good at like blending horror and comedy extremely well.
I was going to get to that because I think that's something I could say about all of his movies is that they can be very scary and they can also be extremely funny.
Yeah.
And I think there are also people who can't square that shit who just are like, what, this movie? I didn't expect this movie to be a comedy. And it's like, it can be both. Like, you know, like, just relax. Because there is one part in particular that scarred the shit out of me in this movie that, like, gave me nightmares. And it's funny because if you've seen the movie, there are probably, like, three different scenes you can think of that might be. And I'll get into what that is when we talk spoilers. But it's also, it's extremely funny. And, like, all the actors are at the top of their game in this. Mm-hmm. Like it is just excellent. And it just continues to make me feel like I can't wait until he makes another movie.
I know.
I'm waiting with bated breath. Cause even with this, like even I remember the early advertisements, you just had the title Nope, which tells you nothing at all. And it was just like a cloud with a streamer coming out of it. So I think he's really good at building that spectacle and that mystery and just getting people's attention with that. And then it also just turns out that the movie plays with that in a way that almost is like breaking the fourth wall. So it's a fucking masterpiece. Like, I really think this movie is excellent. But there is like, there is a bigger conversation around this movie that even in itself plays into the themes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, it is very smart in that way. But I don't know, what do you think?
I think I just want to talk spoilers.
Well, we gotta talk about something here.
I mean, I like the movie. I do. Yeah. I like it a lot. Jordan Peele is definitely one of my favorite directors. So,
yes.
I mean, like you, when this movie was first like brought to the surface before it came out, I was already excited to see it because I was like, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and honestly, when you're talking about the trailer, I don't think I really remember the trailer that much, but that's also,
I was
surprising.
Way too online with that. And this came out, I think this is something we actually missed in theaters. And I think it was kind of like the tail end of COVID shit,
mm-hmm.
where we were just starting to feel comfortable going to the movies again.
Yeah.
So it's too bad we missed that. Cause I think this would have been great to watch in theaters.
Oh yeah.
Just because of the scope of everything. And it is tough to talk about because, everyone knows it's a movie about aliens, but I think if you don't know specifically what it's about, you don't quite know, the take that they use in this. Because it's watching it for the first time, going in blind, knowing nothing, I did not realize where it was going. And that's part of why it was so scary, because it is like a big kind of reveal. So I would recommend, even now, it's 2 years later, try to go in as blind as you can and just be along for the ride, you know?
Yeah, I will say, I do think this movie, it is unfortunate that drive-ins are dead and dying, because this one's a really cool one to see in a drive-in, I bet.
I definitely could see that.
You can be outside watching this? Yeah.
Fuck that. but yeah, I think that's all I got. Love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just get into spoilers? Oh yeah, Oz Perkins is in it too, which...
Yeah.
That's funny, because I don't think we really knew who he was at the time, and watching it now and seeing which character he was like, that just felt really out of left field, but okay. So I think Jordan Peele is absolutely extremely good at doing this, at coming up with these very clear themes and just like weaving them into every bit of the movie. And I think with Us, that movie is like thick with themes, but maybe toward the end especially, it doesn't execute on them perfectly. Like, it's something that works more conceptually. I think that's like the only complaint that I could have about that movie. We're not here to talk about Us, but I think it's worth bringing up because that seems to very much be his like filmmaking style. And this movie, the themes are dripping from everything. Mm-hmm. Like, even like there were certain parts I thought of as like, that felt kind of out of place. And then it's like, well, no, wait a minute. Because like, it's the part with the guy on the motorcycle who's like working for TMZ. That felt like such a weird disposable scene. But it makes sense that like when you're talking about pursuing spectacle and fame and everything, that they would show up and like not give a fuck. And he basically just like throws his life away because he's just pursuing it so hard. But it's that combined with the, like, it kind of tackles the abuse of animals in this system of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the parts that I think people have complained about the whole scene with the chimp as being, like, kind of over here, out of place.
I think that's honestly, like, the weakest argument you can bring to criticizing this film, because it's literally, like, such an integral part of the story. So it's like, if you couldn't put A and B together, that's on you.
Yeah. And by the way, that is also one of the most terrifying parts in the movie, like by far. But for me, I guess to get it out of the way, the part that scarred me was the abduction scene, because that like, that's where the big reveal happens. Because throughout the movie, I think they reveal very early on that there is like, there's like a UFO that's hiding in the clouds. And I think it's actually interesting the way it's not kept a mystery for a super long time. Pretty quickly, it's like, oh, there's clearly something in the sky flying around. And it's a very scary concept. And I like that they just kind of pull the rug out and show that super early. Mm-hmm. But it builds up this idea that like, oh, it's a fucking like old school UFO flying around. And there's so many little other details that add to the mystery, like the opening scene where the stuff is raining from the sky, and parts where you can just randomly hear like screaming way off in the distance and stuff. It's like those little elements, and even like the way that it seems to cut the electricity whenever it's nearby. Mm-hmm. But I really appreciated that it takes it in this different direction, which, again, I'm going to sound like a broken record talking about the themes. But the way that their reaction to it isn't just like, oh, terror, and like, we need to get the fuck out of here. It's like, no, we need to cash that shit on video. Like, we could be rich. We could be famous.
Yeah.
And it's the pursuit of that in the face of something so dangerous. Mm-hmm. It just, it really works. And I love, God, who's that actor who works at the like Best Buy analog?
Oh, I don't know. I can't.
I'm not going to look it up. But that guy, he is, he's great in this. I think I read that he was supposed to be like this very minor character, but they expanded his role. And yeah, he works super well with the rest of them.
Yeah, it was kind of funny how they all came together.
Yeah.
I like that.
But that already, it introduces this like adventure element of them like trying to figure out how do we catch this on video. And it becomes very like tense. But there are so many random little scenes that were already setting the stage as like, yeah, this movie, it's fun, it's adventurous, it's interesting, but it can also scare the shit out of you when it wants to. Because, yeah, the chimp scene, but even the scene when the kids dress up as the aliens in the barn.
Oh, yeah.
As that was going on, I was like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. It's like some fire in the sky, scary ass alien shit. That was crazy. But the abduction scene, it's like, it's the way that everyone's getting sucked up from the crowd into this thing. And it looks very much like the typical UFO, like, you know, tractor beam pulling everyone up. And you have the shot of them, like, just little tiny people going into this thing. And I'm waiting like, oh, shit, are they going to go into, like, this ship and there's going to be little aliens doing shit? And then it just smacks you with this cut. And suddenly they're in, like, an esophagus where it's, like, super claustrophobic and organic and weird. And like, I remember the first time we watched this, we were like covering our faces like, no, like, I'm not even like a claustrophobic person, but it made me feel super claustrophobic.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yes. And it's the way it sinks in that they're like powerless and trapped in this. And when you hear it flying through the sky and you just hear screams coming out, it's like, how long are they stuck in there? It's, I don't know why that just affected me on such a visceral level.
It did. I mean, like, you were affected for, like, weeks after that. And I remember there were definitely, like, it definitely, like, scared me. But I woke up the next morning and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Which is so weird because usually I'm the one that's...
I know, it's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but this is what's so funny to me. It hit me so bad that I started like Googling stuff for it to see like other people have to be talking about this. And I kept finding, I'd find like on Reddit, there'd be like the general like nope thread. And there'd be one comment where someone would be like, that fucking abduction scene fucked me up. And there would just be a ton of people responding like, yes, me too. It was almost like a support group. And ever since then, I keep seeing it pop up. Where it'll be people just like me who are like, this scarred me. And everyone has to like provide support for each other. Like, yes, me too, man. It's weird. It's weird that tapped into something.
Yeah, I do. I think it's worth mentioning that like at some point, like we like sat down and like had a serious conversation about this because you were like clearly affected.
I don't know why.
I had no idea what was going on, why you were so upset. And you like actually like talked to me about it. And it's okay if you don't want to.
It's okay. It's just weird. Maybe it's like this primal fear of being like swallowed by something way bigger than you or something. But I did feel a lot better knowing like, okay, at least it's not just me. You know, like this affected a lot of people like that. So if you're out there listening, you're not alone. Okay.
It is very scary. I totally understand why you'd be so scared about it. I think I was just shocked that you were so affected by it.
Cause I don't know, man.
You don't really get scared by it. A lot of things.
Yeah, that fucked me up for a while. But like that was interesting too, because that's the other like adjacent theme is, like I said, it's the abuse of animals in the film industry. And then realizing like that is front and center, like this is a creature, which also is just a cool concept that like maybe all these reports of UFOs, no, it's like it is a apex predator that lives in our atmosphere.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. And just the fact that like all the same rules applied where they are really being exploitive to this thing, trying to capture it on video and doing it in a way that's just like very, very dangerous. That puts a lot of lives on the line, including their own. But they're doing it anyway, even though they respect it because they want to get that perfect shot and get famous off it, you know, have it shown on Oprah. It's all very interesting, and it plays into a lot of the like the bad miracle element of it too. You know, the fact that like I think there are also people who are confused by the shot during the chimp attack where the shoe is like standing up weird. Yeah. And I think that's supposed to be like the bad miracle, that it's like something so random and miraculous for that shoe to be sitting like that. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's what saved his character, was he was like focused on that. So he wasn't looking at the chimp.
Yeah. I think that's also like a common, like grounding technique too. Like when you're experiencing a flashback or trauma, like you're supposed to focus on something in front of you. And obviously this was like a very odd thing, but
it winds up being kind of scary that this thing, it is a miraculous creature that like, imagine if something like that did just exist and we had no idea, but it's also so fucking dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I even like, I think, like there are so many horrific moments also when it crushes all the people over their house and the blood runs down and everything.
Oh my God,
is just
that
so
is such
horrific.
A cool shot, though.
Yes. But it's the way that it leads up to the end where it kind of flips into more of a like Steven Spielberg style, like action adventure as they're trying to like tame this thing and control it so they can get the shot of it. Even that is like, I like when movies do that, when they are constantly like changing and expressing things in different ways, you know, because it does feel like a big shift in gears and in tone, but I think it works and it makes the whole movie just such a fun package that works on so many levels.
Yeah, I think it really, that portion of the film really shows like how professional and understanding they are with training animals. Like, that knowledge really like shines through.
Yeah, they have to use all the same lessons and everything in these really smart ways. And and then the way it evolves into this like Evangelion ass jellyfish
creature. Oh my
creature.
God. That is so beautiful. I'd love to see like some concept drawings of that. How beautiful.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, it's interesting because, it's beautiful, but it's also terrifying.
Well,
like, just the size of it and everything. And I don't know, like, I really do think this movie just works, like, front to back on every level. And I'm just a big fan of movies that are able to tackle so many different ideas and be shifting tone and managing to be excellent at everything. Like, it's funny, it's intelligent, it's scary, it's kind of everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what we can expect now from Jordan Peele, is like he is surprisingly like a real master of this craft.
Oh yeah, I think he's instantly going to become like a classic director. Like that, he will be like studied.
Totally.
Yeah.
And even like, the whole theme of chasing fame and everything, there are so many little details, there's so many dents with it. Like we mentioned the TMZ guy, but there's also even throwaway stuff like the Best Buy guy mentions that his girlfriend left him for some like actor, I guess, who made it big. And you, of course, you have the documentary filmmaker who like sacrifices his life to get that perfect shot and stuff. It's fantastic. It just works on so many levels. But I don't know. I don't think I had anything else.
No, I do think at the end it is pretty cool that the way that they finally capture it is like with that old camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that weird like well camera.
Yeah.
And even that, like, just as like a suspenseful finale when she has to like keep reloading it and trying to get it just right and then she captures it. Yeah.
Yeah. Kiki Palmer, I need her in more film because like what the hell? She's
just
so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the both of them work super well together. Yeah.
The chemistry between everyone on set is like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah. I bet he runs a really good set.
Yes.
I bet it's super fun to work on a Jordan Peele set.
Yeah, totally. But that's it. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all your links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. This might be controversial, but I think I would put it above Pearl and below It Follows.
No, I think that works.
Nice.
Yeah.
That puts it at number 7 on our list. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Have they mentioned what his next movie is yet?
He needs to
fucking get on it. Come on, man.
I think he's supposed to be doing the People Under the Stairs.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Yeah. Need to hear more about that.
Chill, he's working on it.
All right. All right. That's a good one.
Let me see.
Nah. Bye.
Oh, my God.